It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Friday. And it's brought to you by Visit Cleburne, where you can make new traditions all year long. Well, he's in concert at Billy Bob's, Texas. We've talked in the flashback about Travis Tritt's history with Billy Bob's, of course, giving him his start, his launch. He was the house band there for a little bit on his way up. So let's go by the time he'd made his way up there to the year
2000.
And one of his signature tunes, because it's a Friday. And every Friday is great.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this?
It's a great day to be alive. Travis Tritt, 2000. And written by singer-songwriter Daryl Scott, Kentucky kid. It was written way back in 1997, and it was originally recorded in 1998 by one guy named John Randall.
Got rice cooking in the microwave, got a three-day beer, and I don't plan.
And his version was on an album
thing,
on B&A Records that they never released. So bad luck for John Randall on that. That never heard the light of day until finally 2023 they released it.
I like it.
Yeah, he did a real clean version of it. That's the first one of it. And then it was covered a couple of times. The Sky Kings are kind of a country rock group. There was a bluegrass version. Of course, Red Dirters, you'll know Corey Morrow.
It's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes.
And, of course, Corey does a great job on that. In fact, he was a little stunt. I remember he was actually heard him on the phone. He was like, why? Why did Travis Tritt release this song? I just came out with it. And then it kind of overshadowed Corey's. Then the writer himself, Daryl Scott.
Sometimes it's lonely. Sometimes
now, the reason Daryl Scott wrote this song back in 1997, the inspiration came after he'd injured his back, went through back surgery, and was unable to do anything but lie on his back for, like, weeks.
And, you know, back in the day, we're used to getting up after surgery now and moving around. You were in bed for 6 months.
When he
was crazy.
Finally able to sit up again and prepare some food for himself, he just had the realization, man, it's the simple things in life, isn't it? And jotted down this song. One assumes that that was probably rice in the microwave. Well, Travis Tritt got a hold of it in December of 2000, released it as the fourth track on Down the Road I Go. Fantastic album. It did not hit, though, number one. Stopped at number two. He is tomorrow night in concert at Billy Bob's with Hank FM, and that'll be a great night to be there.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a three-day beard I don't plan to shave.